When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's a Tie Tuesday. That means that Ty Law will join us at around 9 this morning. Tomorrow, Celtics Wednesday with Mego at 9. Questions about Jason Tatum and the condition of his ankle. And he is not going to play tonight, but I don't think they need him.
No.
Tonight, at least. So, and then Thursday, Bruins Thursday. Now you have an issue with Shime.
Yeah, Shime wrong again.
Wrong again.
When it comes to the Dallas Cowboys don't have talent.
They don't.
This was the beginning of this season when it came out. There was top 100 players. The San Francisco 49ers had 9 players crack top 100.
Okay.
After the 49ers, the Chiefs, Lions, and Ravens, all very good teams,
yeah,
had 7 players top the top 100. And after that, the Dallas Cowboys had 6 players
in the top 100.
In the top 100.
Wiggy, who votes in the top 100?
And in the top 100.
Other players.
With the Cowboys. These were the teams with 6 players with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Now you tell me if these are good teams with good rosters. The Eagles and the Texans.
Yes.
Right. So for Shime to sit here and say the Cowboys don't have talent.
Wiggy, could you even name the 6 guys? Could you even name the 6 guys who are in the top 100 without looking at the list? Could you even name them?
Dak,
CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb.
Micah Parsons.
Those are the 3.
Micah Parsons. The Tyler Kidd, the offensive lineman.
Which one? There's 2 Tylers on the offensive line.
The Zach Martin and the Tyler, the offensive guard. I forget his
Tyler
last
Smith.
Name. Yeah. That's 5, and I'm drawing a blank, but I would probably say it's Trayvon Diggs.
So 2 guards, a corner who does nothing but get interceptions and then get burned deep, and then 3 actually good players.
You asked the question and he answered.
Yes.
I know. I'm responding.
Right, but you said that the Cowboys didn't have talent.
Right.
They had 6.
They don't. After those guys, the rest of the team stinks, Wiggy.
But that's
like, did you feel that way going into the season, though, Shime?
Yes, the 2 tackles were bad. It was a new center. They had no receivers after CeeDee Lamb. Like, they have 0. They literally have 0 running backs. Their starting running back's name is Rico Dowdle.
You have 1 team. You have 3 teams that are ahead of them with 7 guys. Baltimore, Kansas City, and who's the other team that I said? I'm sorry that I'm drawing a blank. Baltimore, Kansas City, and the Lions. So had 7 players.
Yeah.
Dallas had 6. So for us to sit here, or for Shime to sit here and be like, they don't have talent.
Well, I think most everybody was suggesting that this was the year that Dak really needed to show up and make a significant run playoff-wise.
Right.
And they're not even going to make it to the playoffs.
Correct.
Even if they played the whole season.
Okay, but Wiggy is saying that's not on the talent on the roster. That's on...
But hold on, isn't the quarterback part of the talent on the roster?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's unable to lead this team to wins. So, the roster is bad.
Okay, but you're saying, Wiggy said earlier, Dak Prescott is a top 10 quarterback.
He's not.
You would
overrated.
Yeah, but that's like the argument that we make to defend Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson has a great regular season, and Shime always defends him as well as I do. Where
in
the
playoffs, 70% of his games,
but he don't win in the playoffs.
Okay,
so Dak is talented. He just hasn't been able to crack that and win in the postseason.
Would you say Dak and Lamar Jackson are the same talent?
No,
not even close.
So what are we doing here?
No, but is Dak not considered a top 10 quarterback?
No,
in today's game,
yes.
Is Lamar Jackson 3-6?
No. No. Was he having a bad year before I got hurt?
An awful year.
Yes. But is he still considered a top 10 quarterback?
No.
Shime, stop it. Stop it.
All right, I'm going to put
a pin. Name 9 guys that you would take over. No, I don't even want to get there because that's fraudulent.
I'm going to put a pin in this one because people were angry with me yesterday. I'm just going to lean into my villain era because I brought up the fact that the Pats could be a playoff team. And
you take a lot of abuse for that yesterday?
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah.
The abuse has already started this morning, so why not just continue it?
Right,
I am... totally riding with the Pats.
All right.
The more and more I look at it, the more and more I'm confident that they could be a playoff team.
Well, you need some help in the division, certainly.
Yes, but look at the remainder of their schedule. Rams, after watching last night, win. Dolphins, after watching last night and after seeing the way in which the Patriots played them the first time around, and that was with Jacoby Brissett, so now you put Drake May there, win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Colts, win.
Yeah.
Cardinals, people are going to say, nope, that's a loss. Well, the last two wins for the Cardinals was the Bears and Jets. Same.
Yeah.
Win. Bills, I'll give that first one a loss.
Yeah.
Chargers, win. Bills, second one. I am saying that's going to be a win because the Bills will not need that game.
Mm. So they're going to finish 9-8?
Yep.
Mm.
And I don't care. You want to say, oh, I'm getting too high on myself because they got a win over the Bears. Oh, the Bears that everybody was talking about going into the season. Yeah, I think that's a really good win. I'm going all in on this.
All right. 9 wins will probably get you in this year.
Yes.
9 wins will probably sneak in at the 7 seed.
Yep. All in.
Boy, I don't know.
Because you look at that schedule. Tell me who you would pencil in a complete loss, a guaranteed loss.
But you are suggesting that this is and a lot of people are riding with you,
mm-hmm.
that this is a different football team. So that this month, or the last month, this team has been, the last 4 weeks, this has been a different football team.
Thanks to Drake May and the leadership and his play on the field. But also, I'll buy what Keon White's selling. The fact that this is a young defense, it took mm-hmm. them a really long time. There were so many injuries. And what we're seeing now is them figuring it out. So
6-1, if they go 6-1, pencil in Gerard Mayo coach of the year if they can make the playoffs.
Yeah.
If they can do what you're saying, that because they'd have to go 6-1 for ultimately for this to happen. That would pretty much, you would lock Mayo in as coach of the year.
Yeah.
That would be impressive.
You win 9 games on a schedule that you weren't favored in any of them?
Yeah. That is impressive.
Yeah. I just...
Woo!
Because look, go through them.
Right.
Rams, we think the Patriots could win that.
I think I'm all for you, Courtney. I hope they go 9-8. I watched that game last night, and I fear the Rams on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I feel like they're
didn't
really
even
talented.
Score a touchdown.
Right.
They're just... Yeah. I just look at that offense, and I say... I don't know. I feel like Stafford will have a good game against the Patriots.
They just took a beating, and it's a short week for them, and they have to travel across the country.
I think hope you're right.
See, the only problem I have with this, Courtney, is, yes, they could beat the Rams, but the Rams could easily beat them. Like, that's the only...
They're 5-point underdogs at home.
Four and a half now.
That's the only difference in your argument. Because usually you'd be like,
came down a point from yesterday.
You look at a team where you go, okay, that's a win, that's a win, that's a win.
This team also struggles in Miami. Like, that's... And maybe that has all changed. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Tua's back.
It's been...
What about curfew? If that was an issue in London.
I think he solved that problem.
Okay. But
nothing happened in Smashville, so...
I'm looking at it right here. 5-point underdogs at home.
Well, I could
ESPN
see...
ESPN bet.
I could agree with you on the next 3 games that all you could win those games. They're not easy wins for you, but you can walk away... The issue that I have is going to be whatever that is, week 15 and 16, back-to-back weeks. You're on the road in Arizona, and then you're on the road in Buffalo.
Yeah.
And
I have that Bills, that game as a loss.
But you have the
Cardinals, I think that they could win that one.
All right. Well, if they can pull that one off.
That's, that's a...
Right.
That's a hardy task.
Yes.
There.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Toughest, arguably the toughest division in football.
Meh. Arizona, though. I mean, talk about lame fans.
Right.
You want to talk about L.A.?
But
Cardinals
no,
fans
they,
are lame, too.
They got a good football team, though.
Do they have a lot of influencers
yes.
there, though? They do, really, in Arizona?
Oh, my God.
Really?
The U of A? Really? I mean, your boy used
right,
to go there.
I guess when I think of influencers...
Those gals are attractive.
I'm not even looking at Greg. I'm frowning.
All right, Courtney, 6-1.
Yep.
Could it be done?
Ride it.
I mean, it's like Greg's 82-0. Anything is possible.
It's on the table. 6-1 is on the table.
6-1 is on the table.
With Greg, it's the only thing still on the table.
6-1 is definitely on the table.
Well, Courtney,
Curtis, I had a delicious salmon bowl last night for dinner.
Okay.
So please, I'm working on it.
What'd you have for dessert?
No dessert last night.
Okay.
No Van Leeuwen.
Well, good for you.
I'm limiting Van Leeuwen to once a month.
I think I saw Trainer Dan at the M Street Park yesterday.
But oh, you
was
did?
Too far away to say hi. I just
didn't.
Yeah. It was packed with all the dads that work during the day, usually.
Yeah. I mean, Thanksgiving's always an issue. I'm going to have to lay off. That's my favorite holiday when it comes to food.
Right. But we'll, so
no,
gear
that's
up
a
now.
Cheat day.
No, gear up now. Like, really full. When's the 5K?
December 7th is the Jingle All the Way 5K. Please join us. I think Courtney's walking, right?
I actually do not believe I will be there this year for it.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, I broke the news to your son the other day.
Oh,
but yeah.
Okay. Well, I will be running probably with Bobes. Mm-hmm. I do walk occasionally, but I'm trying to beat my 39-minute time of last year this year.
That's not really a bad time.
It is.
For somebody, though, that talks about how little they like to run.
I hate running.
And you know, you battle injuries at your age.
I can't stand the hardos who say they love running. Nobody loves running. Yeah. Like, please stop. Stop Greg, lying to us. Nobody likes it.
Like the runner's high?
It's the worst thing. Please stop. Like, acting
some
like
people
you love
do. Did you see the two Americans that just ran? I don't know if this is in the news, so I don't want to say it. In Antarctica.
It's not in the news.
Two Americans just went on a 100-mile run in Antarctica to set a world record.
Really?
Like, so.
At once, 100 miles?
Yeah. So you got to enjoy those. And you got to enjoy running. I come down Sturrow Drive every morning at, 4:15 or whatever it is. And there are people out running. Like, people who do that, they must enjoy running.
I know a girl who does that. She went to Alaska for the Alaska Marathon, where mm-hmm. you have to take a cruise ship. And you run on ice for the entire marathon in a circle. And they have people that are making sure, like, polar bears aren't coming after you. It sounds so miserable and so cold. And she loved it.
Greg, Ken and Curtis will be live from the Jingle All the Way.
Yes.
And if we can figure out the technology, I would love to have you with an AirPod like Johnny Egan, and that you run the race, and then we can pot you up just to see how we just put your breathing in the background.
I would love it.
Oh, like the thing they do in baseball where they mic the guy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Mookie Betts.
If you, and I am one of these people, if you love Christmas, you will love this event.
Yeah.
It's everybody dresses up. You've got Santas and Mrs. Clauses and Ms. Clauses.
And Ken will be there, so Scrooge.
And elves, and it's...
Tons of food.
We take over the seaport. There's a huge party with a DJ afterwards. This year, I think Sweat House is bringing cold plunges, remote cold plunges on the scene.
Yep.
For if you're brave and bold and you want a cold plunge.
And you did a little tease of the merch on your Instagram story yesterday.
I'm almost done with the merch.
It is.
This may be the single greatest merch item that has ever been created, this year's Jingle All the Way hoodie. So, but yeah, go to thegreghillfoundation.org and sign up and join us for the, I don't know what it is, probably it might even be the 10th annual Jingle All the Way 5K. So.
What date is that again? I want to write it down.
December 7th.
Perfect, thank you.
It is Saturday, December 7th.
Train hard for you.
Simon, what happened on December 6th?
Is that D-Day?
No.
That was Pearl Harbor.
It was a day that would live in infamy, except in your case.
Right.
I don't know. I don't. I told you I don't like history. What do you want?
Pearl Harbor.
Right. I don't like history.
Was it Pearl Harbor?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that information.
Thank you for your service.
Strong 16 days before Thanksgiving, what you're running. And then after that, you got to go strong again. Don't want to hurt anything.
I also make sure that you are eating enough the day before. Like, you need to have a pasta dinner, carb up.
Okay. All right.
The night before.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't like pasta, but I'll give it a try. All right.
Wow. Well, that's a shock.
We are going to take a break. We will get to today's news with Courtney coming up next.